Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is Linda Shelley. She's with the Panora Pets program. That's, of course, protecting even the strays. And so thank you very much, Linda, for being on.
Well, thank you for having me.
You bet, Linda. Well, first of all, I know that with summer in full swing, I'm sure people maybe take this for granted, maybe they don't, but people, you know, get susceptible to heat-related illnesses, but I'm sure that's the same thing that goes on with our animal and our furry friends out there. So if you wouldn't mind just, first of all, starting out by telling us a little bit about some summer safety tips for us to keep in mind as pet owners.
Okay, I can sure do that. One main thing, and I preach this and preach this, do not leave your pets in a hot car. Don't leave your children in a hot car. Just don't leave anybody in a hot car, especially your pets. We have to remember they're wearing furry coats, and we aren't. Even if you've cracked the windows, if it's 85 out, it can be 102 in 10 minutes in your car, in a half an hour, at least 120 degrees, which is fatal. I mean, you're going to lose your pet. Also, people have gotten more aware of this. And many people, especially the police and animal shelter workers, if they see pets in a hot car and they're suffering, they will break your window to save your pets, okay? So save yourself a deceased pet, save yourself some broken windows and some trouble with the law, and don't leave them in the hot car. Leave them at home where it's cool. Keep them somewhere where it's cool. Keep them out of the hot car. That's my big preach.
Sure.
Always make sure your pets, especially your outside pets, but this even goes for indoor pets, make sure they have plenty of fresh water. When it's hot out, you know, we all tend to drink a little bit more, and your outside pets are going to drink a lot more. Make sure that if they're outside, they have shade, they have a breeze, or they can be in a cool house, shelter, anything like that. Black dogs absorb the heat, so they're going to get really hot. White dogs will sunburn, so that's another concern. Wading pools under a tree, these dogs that love water love their wading pools in the summer. And it's fun for them, and it keeps them cool. The other thing which we don't think about, you and I usually when we go outside, most of us wear shoes. Some of us don't always, but if you're walking on hot cement, hot sidewalks, they're really hot. If they're too hot for your bare feet, they're way too hot for your pet's feet. Because they absorb that heat and they will burn. Just remember that, you know, keep them off the cement. If you're walking them, you know, walk them when it's cooler. If it's too hot for you, it's too hot for them. But a lot of it is just common sense. Anything that you think about to keep yourself cool, you know, we sit in our air-conditioned houses and my three pets live indoors, but keep them cool. That's a really big important thing is just keeping them cool. And making sure they have water. Just think about what's common for you, what you like, what you need, and it's pretty much the same for your pets.
Do animals show signs that make you alert as a pet owner that they're getting overheated at all?
That's an excellent question. They can, yes. You know, dogs pant, cats do too. If they're excessively panting, if they're just really dragging, if they just look really kind of lethargic or just really don't have the energy. You know, a lot of people run in the summer. I see them out running. I see them out walking. I don't know how they do it, but they take their pets along too. But I do see a lot of joggers that carry those portable water things with them. But keep an eye out for that because your pets can overheat too. We all know what our pets' normal is. When they're not acting right, we know that we need to do something. You know, if you think it's extreme, check with your vet. You know, call your vet. They're pretty good at telling you what you should do.
Okay. And then also I heard before we got on the air here, Linda, is that Panora Pets organization has come into a few different cats. And that might be an understatement for you.
Yes. We are like, they're just flowing out the doors right now. We have in our care right now about 150 plus cats and kittens. Now, 40 to 50 of those are kittens, okay? These are kittens ranging from 4 days old to 4 months old. Now, obviously, the four-day-old ones are not available for adoption, but we have all sizes, shapes, colors, you name it, breeds. We got some Maine Coon mixes, some tabbies, some Siamese mixes. Like I said, all colors. If you're partial to orange tabbies or you're partial to a little Maine Coon mix, we can probably hook you up because we've just got tons of them. And in keeping with that, when you have that many little kittens, we're in desperate need of foster homes that have experience in kitten care, because we place these kittens in your care. You've bottle feed them a lot of times, nurse them back to health sometimes, help them potty, just do a lot of things. They don't have a mommy to do for them. So basically, these experienced foster families are their mommies. They take care of them and do everything they need, you know, and, you know, just make sure they're well taken care of. We just never get enough volunteers. We can always use volunteers and foster homes. We have become primarily a cat shelter because of the fact that there's just too many cats and kittens out there. Spay and neuter your pets. I can't preach that one again enough either. It's just a responsible thing to do. So many pets in our world get euthanized because there aren't enough homes. Kids are adorable. Puppies are adorable. But they get euthanized when there's no homes. And I've been there, done that, and it's not something you want to go through. We do offer a low-cost spay-neuter clinic for barn cats and feral cats. For any of that information about that or adopting or getting barn cats, we do have a barn cat program. You go to our website. We have a new website. It is PenoraPets.com. You can register for the spay-neuter clinic on there. You can get all sorts of information about the barn program and everything. You can also look us up on Facebook. But like I said, we do have just an explosion of cats and kittens.
All right. Well, that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Here with us is Penora Pets member Linda Shelley joining us once again. And we'll be right back with more local news and information coming up right after this here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.